Well, the Minute Maids pushed you. I think you probably knew that coming in, but they give you a challenge in those varsity matches, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, Lexington last year was a good team. They in return, I think, out of their top six, they had four returning varsity players. So going into this season, they're definitely one of the teams to be watched on my list. And, you know, we lost, you know, three really good seniors, but we returned three quality players from last year. I thought it'd be a pretty even matchup, but I tell you, the girls played very, very well. You know, to open up our home stand for the season was a nice win. It was a great way to start off the season, the dual play, and just real pleased we had everybody on the courts, and things just flowed real smoothly, and kids were patient and parents were patient, and we got kids on the courts as best we could, and yeah, came off a nice win. We won the varsity duel 7-5. We opened up doubles play. We split the doubles matches 2-2. The big match of the day, honestly, on my radar was at one doubles. Elizabeth and Cassie came with an 8-6 win. A team they played, this Lexington, the same team Lexington they played Friday, and then the duels, and lost that one 4-8. Came back one today 8-6. That was an impressive win. Just real pleased with the way those girls battled. It was tight all the way through. You know, I don't think either team had more than a one or two game lead throughout the whole match. So for those girls to come out on top 8-6, that was a huge one for them going into the season. And then we're really impressed with the way we played our singles matches. We won 5 of the 8 singles matches, which really clinched it for us. I was really impressed with that. The Abbeys, Abby Schneider, Abby Thompson continued to play great singles. You know, Abby's Schneider's picking up just where she left off last year. Just a real confident player, a consistent ground stroker, just a smart player. She has a nice little cut shot she sneaks in once in a while to get her opponent off guard, and just a smart, smart player. And, you know, with her win, the two wins she got yesterday, she eclipsed the big milestone, 100 career varsity wins. That's tough to do as an athlete on a tennis team. Not many people do that. So, you know, kudos to her. You know, Abby's had a great four-year run, and she's got a lot of things she wants to get done this year, senior year. So just real pleased with the way both the Abbeys played. Elizabeth McConville had a nice win at three singles. She won out in 8-2. So those three girls that came back for varsity had some really strong matches. I was real pleased with the way they played doubles. Another nice win was Kennedy Porter, a freshman. And another one that was a really nice win for us was Emily Almanza, who was a sophomore. Both of those girls played tight matches. Kennedy battled to a 6-3 win lead. Only had the girl come back and battle her close and get it to 6-5. But then she's able to pull out a nice win, 8-6. So great to see Kennedy, a very athletic girl, very competitive. Like to watch the way she played. Thought she hit some great ground strokes. She's kind of settling in, you know. First, I was kind of worried about her a little bit because she just didn't, I don't know, she seemed like a fish out of water, but she's really hitting her stride now, and she's doing some really nice things for us. And same with Analia. Analia is just a really hard worker and just battles and battles and battles. So nice to see those girls pick up some wins. And then the most impressive stat of the day, honestly, was our JVs. We got all the girls we had on the team. I think we had 24 girls were able to compete against Lexington, and they won 19 out of 19 matches. That was impressive. Just really, really pleased with those girls and how well they battled. A lot of young girls, you know, playing for the first time. It was fun to see them be excited and to see that little extra boost in their eyes when they would come over and report their scores. And just real pleased with a lot of smiles yesterday after we got done playing. So, yeah, great, great way to start the season out. And just real pleased with the team as a whole, varsity JVs all the way through. Had a really nice day.
You'll come back on Thursday, Coach, and Hershey and Norr Platt pay a visit, and a couple of good duels coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, you know, it'll be kind of a tale of two tales. You know, we'll start out at 2 o'clock against Hershey. Coach Hall will probably only bring about 10 girls. They're kind of a smaller squad. They've got a couple of girls who are pretty stout players. They'll battle us pretty good. We'll turn around at 4 o'clock and play Norr Platt. We'll bring about 35 girls, so they'll have a few more girls than us, but they'll have a few girls extra, so our JVs will get it once again, opportunities to play extra matches. But yeah, it's going to be a good day on the court, so I'm excited for it. Have a good practice on Wednesday and work on a few things, and just talk about how things are going to flow on Thursday. But yeah, you know, everyone's going to hopefully get to play both of those duels. You know, with State FFA, you know, we've been very hard hit by girls not being able to compete this week because they qualified for state FFA, which is awesome. You know, we're proud of those guys for those accomplishments, but boy, it kind of hit our team pretty hard, and got another girl who's injured. So we only have, I think, maybe 22 girls on Thursday to compete. But, you know, the girls will be ready to play, so we'll get some extra matches in. Be good for them. And, you know, weather's going to be a little dicey. It's going to be about 70, 75 with some pretty strong winds is what I've seen so far. So a little different than it was on Tuesday where it was, you know, upper 80s and had not much of a breeze at all. And it was pretty warm, but the girls battled well, you know, and we're excited to see, you know, Coach Hall and Coach Limmer bringing their girls in on Thursday. A lot of great coaches and a lot of fun times with those guys. So it'll be fun to see those guys again on Thursday.